Chapter 7. Dawn broke mistily over the dunes, promising another hot summer day. The mouse maid Storm awoke to find herself surrounded by toads. During the night, the well she had dug had filled with water, and all around Storm the toads were closing in on her and the precious water. She closed her eyes again, feigning sleep. Her paw grasped Gullwacker, the knotted rope, as she watched them through partially closed eyes. It was a dangerous situation. Many of the toads were armed with tridents. She waited until a large male natterjack was practically standing over her before springing into action. Whop! Gullwacker came down with such a resounding force upon the toad's head that he was laid out senseless. Storm whirled the rope, shouting aloud,
"Back off, slimy skins, or I'll whack you into the middle of next season!"
A huge, overweight, speckled toad hopped heavily forward, flanked by two tough-looking young ones, armed with the fearsome three-pointed tridents. The fat one blinked several times, his throat bulging and quivering.
"Rykel, this is our land, this is our water. Grok, you're not allowed to stop here. Go now or die. Oikomon has spoken."
Storm was not about to go, and she did not mince her words.
"You can speak all you want, fat face. This is my land and my water, this little bit right here. I am called Storm Gullwacker. I come from the sea, and I'm going nowhere, but I'll fight to stay here."
Oikomon puffed himself up to full swell.
"You are very insolent for a mouse. We are too many for you. If you fight, you will die here."
Storm sprang forward with a yell, swinging her rope. The toads backed off slightly. She laughed scornfully.
"Right then, I'll die here, but I'll take a few of you with me. Well, come on, froggies, who's first? Or are you going to sit there clicking and grocking until I die of old age?"
At a signal from Oikomon, the toads advanced. Storm dipped the knotted end of Gullwacker into the well water to make it heavier. Two toads sprang at her. Recklessly, she jumped upon one, knocking the wind completely out of him as she scored a bull's eye on his companion's snout with her weapon. Two more rushed from behind her. Storm thwacked at them wildly. As she did, one young toad ran in on her blind side and stabbed her footpaw with his trident. Maddened with pain, she hurled herself upon him, throttling with one paw and belabouring with the rope in the other. Now toads began hopping in on top of her, their weight carrying her to the ground. Although she fought ferociously every bit of the way, suddenly a cry rang from the dune tops.
"Eureka!"
There was a croak of alarm from the attackers, followed by the pounding of swift paws. In the next moment, toads were flying through the air like birds as three hares attacked with lance butts. Teeth bared and eyes wide, the three tall creatures moved with the practiced ease of natural fighters, their long ears streaming out behind them as they skillfully kicked with big supple hind legs, each a sandy-coloured seasoned warrior, brooking no nonsense from their flabby adversaries. Thudding, thwacking and tossing with immense energy, they drove the toads from Storm, belabouring and punishing without once using their lance points. The hares defeated the toad band swiftly. Storm sat up, nursing her wounded paw, as the oldest of the hare trio strode lankily to the well.
"Good egg. I say, young'un, is this your water? May I?"
Storm nodded dumbly. The hare drank his fill, spitting out the grit. He pulled a wry face and made a leggy old-fashioned bow.
"Sure. Tastes pretty yucky, don't it? Allow me to introduce us. I am Colonel Clary. Family name's Meadow Clary, of course, but you can call me Clary. Every beast does. This young wag over here is none other than the celebrated Brigadier Time, and the young girl is our ward, the Honourable Rosemary. On Rosie to you. Capital. Now, pray tell me whom I have the honour of addressing, ma'am. Though you're a bit young to be a ma'am, aren't you?"
Storm stood up, favouring her uninjured footpaw. She threw the rope across her shoulders, squinting at the odd trio.
"My name's Storm Gullwacker. This is my Gullwacker. Do you like it?"
"Hmm.
Brigadier Time snorted through his stiffly waxed whiskers.
Adequate for the purpose, I suppose. But there's nothing like a land spot for dealing with toads, young mouse. You take it from me.
The toads had begun to regroup indignantly. Hoikamon repuffed himself.
Grok! I will collect many more toads. We will be as many as the sands of the shore. Then you will all die. Great!
Hon Rosie had an ear-splitting laugh. Every creature present winced as she launched into it.
Freer will be long gone by then, you old frog walloper. Sorry we can't stop around and be slain. What? Duty calls!
Oikerman spat bad-temperedly.
Crack! Go then! Death awaits you if you return to this place!
The other toads shuffled forward aggressively, shaking their tridents.